are you doing?
Pretty good.
We all set to do this one?
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
Where are you calling from?
I'm at home in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. How's the tour going?
We've got a little bit of break now, which is the nicest part of it, I think.
Uh-huh.
We have been on the road since August the 10th, and we have only been off for about a week now. And we just have this brief little Christmas encounter, and then we're going to come to you straight away on the 28th.
Oh, does the tour end on the 31st?
No, the tour doesn't end until probably August again. We still have the dates in Canada to do some more in the States. Then we're doing Japan and Australia, followed by British tour, European tour, and then back for about 3 more months in the States.
Oh, pretty heavy tour there.
Yeah, it's a long one.
Is it the longest one you've ever taken?
I think it is the longest one I've done. I think the next longest one was in Sabbath. We were out for about 9 months. But this one, especially with the stage set that we've got, it seems kind of a shame to only use it for 3 months out of a year. We may as well get all the mileage we can out of it, because it's such a great show. We want to, you know, take it as many places as possible.
Yeah, from what I've been hearing about it, it's quite a mind-blower there.
Oh, yeah, it's a real monster.
Actually, quite a fan of yours, Ronnie. I've been following ever since Elf, way back
that's
when.
That's great, dude. I try to forget those days. Thanks a lot. No, not at all. That's great.
Yeah. First off, I wanted to ask you, what's happening with Hearing Aid?
Hearing Aid should be released, if not in January, then the very beginning of February. We wanted to make it kind of after the fact, after a lot of the Live Aid and We Are the World, and et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to have it not so much more special, but just to remove it a little bit. The kind of music that we play and the people who are involved in it are always accused of being something other than what they are anyway, something awful.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought we may as well take it all away and we'll just separate ourselves from everybody, because I guess that's what they'll do to us anyway. Really the problem was in logistics. We have an album that will be released from this project as well, and the problem with time and that is that everybody's always working. Everybody who plays this kind of music is usually out on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So getting them all together and getting all the bits and pieces together for a one-time proper release has been a bit difficult. But
mm-hmm.
It'll be January for the single, end of January, beginning of February for the single, which is called Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And a video as well that was done for Stars and with Stars.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be released as well. And then probably about a month after that should be the album.
Oh, what songs are on the album? Who plays them?
Well, they'll all be, as of yet, we haven't got them all together. They'll be, as yet, unreleased tracks by a lot of good people. Judas Priest are going to give one. Maiden are going to do one. We're going to do one. I think Dawkins is going to do one.
Oh.
I think Quiet Riot are going to do one.
Jeez.
There are quite a few people, and there are a lot of others who we haven't got the planning for yet. But
mm-hmm.
Those are some of the people involved.
Looking forward to that one.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Do you still write songs about watching sports on TV?
I do, yeah, I do. I did all the albums that I've done. I think I've been watching some kind of sporting event. And only because it really relaxes me. There's no music in the background, and I love athletics anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of my fantasy. I always wanted to be a great sports star.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm writing about fantasy things while I'm watching my fantasy, so it all works for me.
What's your favorite sport to watch?
Well, my favorite sport to write by is basketball.
Oh, really?
Well, I would say my favorite sport is football.
Uh-huh. Do you ever,
I like anything.
Do you ever get time on the road to get out and play sports at all?
Well, we toss a football around, we kick a soccer ball around, throw a baseball around here and there, but there's just so little time. The entire day is either taken up with traveling or with sound check or doing the show or speaking to people before and after it. It's just a full-time occupation out there.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of time left for, for fun things.
You started out as a trumpet player.
Yeah.
When you were 5.
That's right.
How did you like that?
I didn't care for it very much, to tell you the truth. I was one of those kids who had to be forced to practice, and all I wanted to do was play baseball, play football, or ride my bike, whatever it was. You know, when you're 5 years old, you want five-year-old things. I think it made me grow up a lot faster, maybe a little bit harder, because I had to do something that I really didn't want to do, but did pursue it, did go after it. My folks thought it was important, and after all, they were bigger than me and a little bit older, so I had to do what they said. It was great training for me as a singer, especially. It was great training as a musician, too. I mean, I learned, how to read, how to write, how to compose in a proper manner. Introduced me to classical music, which is something I love a lot.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. I interviewed Yngwie about a month ago, and he said he's heavily into that classical. Is that the same with you?
Well, I think that, I think for a start, most guitar players are into classical music because a lot of the technique is very, especially violin technique, is the same as guitar technique. You find probably that a lot of guitar players will tell you that Vivaldi is one of their favorite composers. I imagine Yngwie probably told you that too. Vivaldi seems to be someone that they all love just because of the technique, the way he wrote. It seems guitarish in nature. For me, I've always been a Bach lover. I've always been into Bach and Beethoven for their whole works, their whole pieces. I don't just single out one instrument or one passage. I like all the things that they were able to conceive, especially Bach, who to me was like, if he had lived today, he'd be up on the stage with a guitar in his hand, bro. Real rock and roller.
Do you listen to classical in your spare time? Or?
Yeah, I do. That's normally what I listen to when I'm home and I'm off the road.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if I'm composing or if I'm doing something for an album,
mm-hmm.
I'll definitely be listening to classical music because I don't want to listen to anything else that's of the same nature. I may unconsciously steal from it or borrow from it. I wouldn't do it purposely, but listening to classical music really cleanses my mind after a long tour and after having to compose in a real hard rock vein.
A lot of people can't seem to believe that people that are into hard rock that's bordering on heavy metal will be interested in classical.
Well, I think those are pretty ignorant people who think that a janitor can't like classical music, that he should have to be a white-collar worker to like classical music any more than a white-collar worker can't love heavy metal, hard rock music, or anything else. You know, music is put on this, you know, was given to us to color our world. And some people like blue, some people like green, some people like the combination of both. It's just a matter of personal taste, and I don't think that it matters what you do or what your main interest is. I think music especially should be enjoyed and liked in its entirety by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's just because, as I said earlier in the conversation, we're always having stones thrown at us for being rebels or idiots or needing baths or haircuts or whatever. And, you know, people don't take the time to stop and look inside the package. They just look outside the package and make a judgment. And that's completely and terribly wrong.
Yeah.
That's one of the problems in this world today.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard any exciting new bands lately that I should know about?
No, I haven't seen any. You know, there are a few that I think are making some pretty good music. The Mr. album is a great album.
Hmm.
It's just chock-a-block full of one commercial hit after the other. I just think it's well done. It's not, you know, it's not what I go after and pursue in that kind of musical direction, but I think it's a really good album. I think that's a great band. There are other things. I'm sure there are others. I don't really have time to listen to them all.
What about the singers? Which ones do you admire the most, Bina?
Me. I don't really admire an awful lot of singers. No, I don't really. I think it's because I know what they're doing and what they're either capable or incapable of, and I don't hear all that many great singers. I'll tell you who is a good singer. One of your Canadian lad is Mike Reno. I think Mike's a really good singer.
Oh, yeah? Loverboy.
Yeah. The music is, you know, a lot softer and a lot more commercially oriented than the music that people like myself make, but he's got great pipes and a lot of control, good technique. I think he's a really good singer. As far as, you know, admiring or idolizing or learning or being influenced by others, no, I'm not really.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Reno obviously is not the only good singer out there today. Just off the top of my head, I think Mike's a really good singer. And I'm not saying it because he's Canadian, because there happen to be a hell of a lot of good American singers and British singers.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned in one magazine story that you like Barbra Streisand.
Yeah, absolutely. I think she's the best female vocalist ever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody, I don't see how anyone could possibly touch the tools that she has. She's just fabulous.
Mm-hmm. How's the new album doing?
Done very well. Done as well as the two prior to it. It's very rapidly approaching platinum. I think it's probably at 900,000 now in America.
Mm-hmm.
Done extremely well in the rest of the world. Very, very well in Europe, as a matter of fact.
So it might go to 1 million.
Oh, it will. It will.
Yeah.
It absolutely will. See, the problem at this particular moment is that there's not very much radio play, especially in this country, because of all of the rating situations and, again, the occult situations, the PMRC, all of that has really soured a lot of people to playing this music. That's very stupid, by the way, but it really has hurt. If you don't, if your music can't be heard, nobody's going to know that it's available or even know if they don't like it or dislike it, so then they won't buy. But so in a climate where there's not a lot of sales happening, our product always does well. We always have a very broad base of loyal supporters who are always going to be there. And then our show and word of mouth converts the others. So I'm very pleased with it.
Mm-hmm.
What's happened with the LP.
Have those PMRC come down on the deal for having Cut messages and that?
We've not nearly been attacked as much as some of the others have, but then again, we didn't deserve to be attacked in the first place.